34, you're in the window. Scotty McLaughlin, I'm going to welcome you to the program as well. How old's Adele, please?
32.
Oh, you're both either side of it. She's 33 today. 33 for Adele.
So that's good from Scotty and I, because a lot of people think she'd be older than that, I reckon.
Well, she's actually technically 32 still in America.
We're working on the 5th of May date at the moment, Scotty. Thank you very much. Craig David's 40 today. Dieter Brummer, of course, Shane in Home and Away, he's 45. Yeah. Tenny Yothers from Family Ties is 48. Dougie Hawkins is 61. And Robert DiPietomenico is 63, having birthdays today. And it was almost your birthday on the weekend, Scotty, to the top of the podium. That would have been like a birthday in your first crack at the oval racing. Second, which was unbelievable. Congratulations. How did it feel?
Yeah, thanks, boys. It was awesome. Very proud moment. You know, worked very hard to up there and prepared as much as I could be to be, you know, right up the front, and had a good car, and the team put me in a good spot, and I just had to deliver, and really proud that I did.
But you started 15th, if I'm not mistaken, on the weekend, and finished in second. So you start 15th. What are you thinking when you're on the grid at the start of the race and you're in 15th position? What are you aiming for?
Well, I just wanted to finish, honestly. that was literally like all going through my head. That was the main thing I wanted to happen. It's just, all right, I just need to get through these first couple of laps and then set into a groove, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens. I knew my team would go a little bit, they'd push the boundaries a little bit on strategy. So it was a matter of me just doing the fast laps when I needed to. And, we got ourselves, we had a lucky caution where, you know, we jumped a lot of cars, probably 7 or 8 cars, which sort of helped us timely. And then we sort of just pushed on from there and had a great car to finish second.
So, Scotty, how do you make up so much ground when it's oval racing? I'm thinking it's harder to pass, and there's not as much action as there would be, say, if it was Bathurst or something like that. So how do you make up that sort of ground?
The biggest thing on the ovals, especially, is you've got to make sure that your in and out laps when you come into the pit lane and when you come out of the pit lane are very good. So that was a big focus for me throughout practice, making sure I got them right. And, that's what really made up the time. And then sometimes you can just get lucky with the traffic. And we had 2 or 3 laps where we had an absolute clear air and I could really push. You know, I was just flat out 230 mile an hour, just like wheeling it, trying to go as fast as I could, and managed to jump a few guys who were still stuck in a little bit of traffic whilst they were pitting. So it was just a great call by my team. They saw a bit of clear track. They took it. It was a risky move, but it worked out. And that's sort of really how we made all our ground.
So when you're doing that sort of racing versus something like Bathurst or even in IndyCar when it's a street circuit, do you get, not bored, but do you get, because it's the same thing just going round and round and round, how do you keep yourself focused? Is it just because there's plenty of cars going around you and you're going so bloody quick, or is it a different mindset? What's going through your mind in that situation?
No, look, it's very mentally draining. You've got to stay focused, probably more so than the street course than the road course. But, you know, it's very it's intricate. You've got to really work out, you know, your turning points have got to be accurate every lap. You can't miss the mark, otherwise you're in the fence.
Yep.
You scare yourself a number of times just, you know, trying to get it all together. It's very rewarding when you get it right, but it's for me it's more challenging than an oval, but it does look a lot easier. I've been in a road course, but it does look a lot easier.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So you finished second. You've only just started doing this. Have you exceeded your expectations already? And I'm also interested in how other people are treating you now. That all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, he's real good.
There's probably a lot more people that have, given me, a bit more respect and a few other things. But I'm not, like, expecting that from them. I know, what I can do in a car and I don't need them to accept me or not accept me. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter. I just need to know that I'm doing a good job and my team's happy with me. And thankfully, you know, I've got a great team who pushed me to no end, and you know, I feel like I'm, you know, driving pretty well, and they're all happy. So, but I need to keep on my toes. You know, I'm only as good as my last race. I know it's a cliche, but you just got to get on with it and yeah, worry about the next one.
You seem to enjoy the fact, Scotty, that it was two Kiwis on the top of the podium for that race. Scotty Dixon was the winner of that one, who you talked about your admiration for post race. And was it a pretty cool thing to have two Kiwis on top?
Yeah, for sure. I think New Zealand almost went into a riot, which was crazy. the newspapers and all that sort of stuff. It was crazy, you know, and but really cool for the country. And I'm really excited for, you know, the rest of the year and battling with Scotty, and, you know, hopefully we can go one up on him.
Because you not only had a good day for the first race and finished second, but you also had a top 10 the next day as well. You finished eighth in the following race as well. So you've had a really good weekend. You're ninth in the championship. And I know you believe you've got great ability, which we've all seen certainly in the supercars, and now we're understanding what you're capable of in this category. But, I mean, are you pinching yourself still at what you've been able to do?
Yeah, look, it's so early in the championship, though, man. Like, honestly, I think we've got a lot more time, and I need to make sure that I keep being consistent, because we're one of the only cars that have always been sort of there or thereabouts and finishing races. So that's the aim for us, is just continually finishing races and getting the points. But absolutely, really proud of everything and how it's gone on. But things can change so quickly if we drop the ball. So, you know, I'm fully focused on what's ahead, but, you know, it's certainly really proud of how everything's going. But, you know, I've worked hard, you know, I've lived and breathed this sport for like the last 6 months. You know, the off season wasn't really much of an off season for me. I put a lot of work in looking at film, and hours and hundreds of hours of film to make sure I was ready for this, you know, the biggest challenge of my career. And, you know, and I felt like I was, you know, 110% going in. And that means I can easily give 110% or 100% when I'm in the car. And, you know, that's the main objective for me.
So you're only 3 weeks away now from the big one, from the Indy 500. You've got a race in between the GMR Grand Prix next weekend, so you get another crack to get in the car and keep learning about your craft. But, I mean, the Indy 500 must have been, when you made the decision to get over there, must have been one of those events and races you sort of circled on the calendar, I assume, that, you know, to get there and to be a part of that and to drive in it would be a really cool thing. You must be thinking you're half a chance to compete pretty well and win this thing now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I can hold my own a lot more. You know, you always have that self-doubt a little bit, like, oh, well, can I really compete against those, you know, the high-level guys? And when you're sort of chasing down, you know, Scott Dixon, it certainly fills yourself with a lot of confidence, to give you the tip. So, you know, I'm you know, feeling like we can really rattle some cages if we do the right thing. But, you know, it's a lot like Bathurst Indy 500. You've really just got to, you got to buy your ticket to that final stint. You've got to really, you know, knuckle down throughout the day. No mistakes in pit lane. Just continue, like, getting the right fuel numbers, all that sort of stuff. And then hopefully by the second and last stint or last stint, you know, you're in the top four, top five, and you can really go for it. And, you know, that's going to be our goal all day. But it also could quite easily go the other way. So we'll see how we go.
I'm seeing a lot of merchandise. Is it SM3 or what's the stuff that you can get, the hats and all that sort of stuff? They seem to be selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, it's not going too bad. I'm very close to launching my own range. The team's got a range on at the moment, so I'm very close to launching my own range that people can buy eventually online, which will be hopefully up in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going through that all at the moment, and then I'll send your order. I'll get your orders after, boys. No drama.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, just make sure you've got plenty of room on the piece of paper, because there's lots of orders coming. What about, I've just come across the Joey at the back was telling me about Scotty Learns America, that Team Penske has released a series of social media videos of you learning America. Episode 1 was released earlier in the week, he tells me. I haven't seen it. But what are we expecting from Scotty Learns America?
Well, Americans love the uniqueness of me not knowing a huge amount about America or being excited about little things in America like food and stuff that we don't get in Australia, right?
Yep.
They think it's just normal activity, but we love this stuff. So, you know, I'm going around America. The first one was in Texas at Billy Bob's Texas. It's a big country music hall. They've hosted a number of people like Keith Urban and all the big country rock stars. And yeah, it was pretty cool to check it all out, and I did like a little bit of a series on it. So I'm going to be doing that throughout America, which will be airing on NBC over here and a few things, which is pretty cool and good for my profile over here. People get to know who I am and how much of a dickhead I am. People realize what they reckon.
Well, it won't take them long to work that out. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, mate, we are pumped for you. It's so exciting to see you going so well. Before I let you go, the new podcast episode, Balls and Bumpers, is it true it was postponed last week because Richmond lost to Melbourne and Jack wasn't up for the conversation?
You would have thought that Jack was keen on doing one. I was actually the one that postponed it. I said, you know, boys, I'm feeling good for this weekend. I reckon I can jag a result. And thankfully I did. So, yeah, we ended up doing it today. And yeah, it's out right now.
Well done. Well done. The podcast is always great listening, but certainly watching your race is awesome fun at the moment too. Go get it, mate. We're pumped for you. Keep it up.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.